Welcome home. Welcome home. Home is not always a place, but a feeling we get when we're with people who know all of our quirks and our flaws and love us anyway. When we're part of a flock, where we don't need to measure our words or wonder what we did wrong this time, where we're not overlooked or dismissed or, worst of all, pacified. When we're with people who love us, we know it because they listen, they care, they value our opinion. We stick up for each other. We look out for one another. It's something we all long for. When we're with people who listen to our pain, sift through the words that are bad, and hold on to what is good. Home. Jesus, the Good Shepherd, teaches us today that we are home, here, in his presence, surrounded by his love. Welcome home. So 20 years ago, when I was a young 40-year-old, I walked into my very first seminary class. The whole process of figuring out what God wanted me to be when I grew up took me years longer than most. Jumping through all the hoops required to get into grad school and wrestling with what that would mean for my husband and my three little boys had finally brought me to the day that summer. Like every first day of every school year for everyone, I was scared and nervous and excited, all wrapped up into one. And the thing about seminary is, it begins with a summer-long intensive course in Greek. 4 hours a day, every single day, during the beautiful part of the summer, Greek. Not fun conversational Greek, where I'd get to learn things like, good morning and good evening and thank you and I'll take a room by the sea and I'd love some prawns and flaming saganaki, please. No, biblical Greek, 4 hours a day, every day. Can you tell what I thought about that? I had no idea what to expect at all, but I couldn't wait to start crossing the required classes off of my list. Brand new pencils and notebook because I'm old, Bible in hand. I arrive early to class because I'm a Mount Olivet girl and we arrive early. The lecture hall starts filling with students and we're all talking and getting to know each other when our beloved professor, Dr. James Boyce, comes walking in. Or I correct myself, he came bouncing in, all smiley and happy. I've never seen someone so excited to talk about grammatical Greek parsing in my whole entire life. He writes his name and his number and his office hours on the board, and he begins. For four solid hours, he was jumping up and down, Marco this, Bleppo that. I've never seen anyone so excited. And after 4 days of this, it's now Thursday at noon, and I realize I am in huge trouble. I realize I have to stop and talk to the professor, and I don't even know what I'm going to ask him. So I'm waiting in line, and I'm listening to all these great intellectual grammatical questions, which I have no idea what they're talking about. And I'm trying to form a question in my head when a lump rises in my throat and tears well up in my eyes. And when I start to talk, I sound like I'm blubbering because I am. I'm in huge trouble. I kind of thought I was gifted in languages, and I have no idea what you're saying, and these letters are all scribbles, and I'm not going to pass, and I'm not going to be able to be a pastor, and. And Dr. Boyce just stood there compassionately, listening to something he'd probably heard 1,000 times before, and I must have had a certain look in my eye, because the first thing he calmly said to me was, first of all, I think you should probably go to the cafeteria and get some lunch. And then after that, head over to room 121 because there's a tutor there and some people that I would love for you to meet. So after lunch, still feeling hopeless, I went to where he told me because he told me. And when I walked into that room, I found the women who would be my lifeline for the next 4 years. All of us moms, all of us second career students, all of us struggling with husbands and finances and children and trying to figure out how to balance an impossible to balance load. We studied together. We laughed together. We cried together. We shared tips with one another on how to make our families think that we were there when we really weren't there all that much. We had followed Jesus' shepherding voice, and we found our flock. In our gospel lesson today, we stand in front of another teacher, the teacher. Jesus is looking at all his forlorn students, us, trying to help us find a place of peace and family that we seek. He describes a bucolic scene that people of that day would recognize, a shepherd and a pasture. All his sheep gathered together, watched over, safe. He knows them. He knows each one of them by name. He loves them. They are his sheep, his flock. The sheep are free to roam and graze because they know they're being watched over by the shepherd. He calls them by name. He leads them where they want to go. When they hear his voice, they recognize it. So when he says, "Follow me," they follow. When he leads them back home, they trust him because they know his voice and they follow him home. And then Jesus, trying to explain to these budding Christians, what does it mean to be a Christian? How much does God love you? Says these words, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays his life down for his sheep. When a hired hand comes, he sees the wolf and he runs because he's not their beloved shepherd. But when I see a wolf coming for you, coming for someone you love, I will be there. I will lay my life down for you. I will care for you." Jesus is here for each and every one of us, even and especially those of us who feel like we don't belong. The doubter, the outsider, the person slipping down the wrong slippery slope, the one who hits rock bottom. Jesus loves you. The imperfect, the human. Jesus told them, "I have other sheep who do not yet belong to this fold. I must bring them in. They will hear my voice so that there will be one flock, one shepherd." If you're feeling lost, if you're feeling lonely, if you're feeling scared, welcome home. Have you ever walked into a room of people and felt like you belonged? When you finally built up your courage to find an AA meeting and walked in and thought, "Ah, finally, people who get it." Or walked through the gates of Cathedral of the Pines and thought, "Oh, here are my people. They're fun and they love Jesus." Or a grief support group, or a caregiver support group, or a circle, or a choir, or a parking lot crew. You are home. Your people are waiting for you. The book of John is filled with all kinds of stories about people just like you and me. Check it out tonight before you go to sleep. Stories of people who were scared, who were hungry, who were blind, who were filled with doubt. People who were so divided that they felt like there was nothing that could bring them back together, to bring them to that place of trust. Until standing in front of the teacher, overwhelmed, scared for what the future might bring, lumps rising in our throats, eyes filled with tears, the teacher calmly listens to our fears and says, "Follow me. I've got some people I'd love for you to meet. Welcome home." Amen.